Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? I know I did. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code DKHOOPS for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code DKHOOPS only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Jokic fakes, spins the pirouette, and the bucket is good. 32 points, 20 rebounds, 10 assists. A masterpiece from Nikola Jokic.
Welcome in to NBA Pulse, a production of iHeartRadio and the NBA. I'm Sarah Kustak, NBA analyst for the YES Network, and today is Thursday, June 8th. And from our extraordinary core group of NBA journalists, we're joined now by NBA.com senior writer Steve Ashburner. And Ash, it is great to see you. And what else is new? More history is made by Nikola Jokic. Denver takes a 2-1 series lead after a 109-94 win at Miami last night. Nikola Jokic, first player ever to record a 30-20-10 game in the finals and add some more history along with it. Jamal Murray, 34 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. They were the first teammates to record 30 points and 10 assists each in an NBA game. And just really a dominant effort by Denver, in particular, what their defense looked like. Excellent second half. And overall, for Jimmy Butler, 28 points. He looked aggressive out of the gates, 22 for Bam, but not a lot of help from the complimentary players for the Miami Heat team. What stood out to you? What jumped out? I think this Denver team obviously looking very different than what we saw at Denver in game two. But overall for you, what were some of the significant parts of this game that allowed the Nuggets to play in this dominant of a fashion?
Yeah. Hi, Sarah. I really think, I mean, you have to pay attention to the rebounding disparity. I mean, it was 58-33. I mean, that is just domination on the boards. And the fact that, I mean, get past Jokic and his 21 rebounds. I mean, you had Aaron Gordon and you had Michael Porter Jr., who's not known as the most tenacious rebounder. They combined for 17 rebounds. Well, Bam Adebayo had 17 rebounds. No one else on that Miami roster had more than three. So, I mean, you know, that was something Eric Spoelstra went on and on about after the game. He also went on and on about physical battles. And those are two things. Certainly the physical battles and 50-50 balls, those are things that Miami assumes are theirs. That's things they're supposed to win. And if they don't win those things, then you see the kind of results that we got last night. You know, Jokic and Murray, tremendous. I mean, they outscored, out-rebounded, and out-assisted the entire Heat starting five. And so it's kind of tough to win a game when your starting five gets beat statistically across the board by two guys on the other team. Everybody else then at that point is a bonus. Very impressive performance by Denver. Can they do it, on Friday in game four when there's only one day in between as opposed to 2 days in between with travel days and things? I'm not gonna fret too much about that. I mean, my goodness, you know, we fret about back-to-back games and load management all season long. If you have 48 hours from one game to the next, I mean, they can sit in a spa today all day long and most of tomorrow and still come out and do what they need to do. So I'm not too worried about overuse and fatigue at this stage.
Shot clock at two, Murray. Oh, Jamal Murray from downtown.
So very impressive. Obviously, Miami's going to be, they're going to be a starved team for positive feedback after, Eric Spoelstra gets through with them, today.
Sitting in a spa for the day sounds nice, Ash. I would take that. I would sign up for that. And we will get to game four in just your thoughts on what's going to happen with these two teams. But as you mentioned, you talked about the rebounding, also the paint. Denver was absolutely dominant, 60-34 in the paint against this Miami team. Denver only 5 of 18 from the 3-point line, though Miami as well didn't hit threes in the same capacity as they did in game two. You think about the fact they had 17 in game two, in this one, 11-35 from the 3-point line. But I want to focus again on Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray because it was extraordinary to watch. And this is a duo that we had seen, for as much as we talk about this Denver team and what they had not accomplished in seasons past or Jamal Murray, much of it was because the injury to Murray and then him coming back. But 20 points for Murray in that first half. As I said before, the first teammates to record 30 points and 10 assists each in an NBA game.
Jokic spinning. Love picks him up. Off 1 foot. That's good. Eric Spoelstra was saving. Even on these wild shots, he expects it to go in. Murray drives on Butler. Turns. Fires. Misses. Gets his own rebound again and lays it up and in. Great second effort.
Nikola Jokic has been spectacular in what he's accomplished, in particular through this postseason. What is it that is different and unique about the two of those players and the way in which they complement one another as a duo?
Yeah, well, the chemistry that they have and the familiarity, I mean, from years and years, we haven't seen that much of Murray because of his injury, but whatever's been there to be seen, Jokic has been right there at his side. And, they're just their familiarity with each other's games, the fact that Jokic doesn't force things. He allows Murray to sort of have his head, and then he picks his spots. Really impressive by both guys. Murray, has waves of Heat defenders coming at him. The way they switch and just with their roster, they can throw everybody from, Bam Adebayo to Gabe Vincent and everyone in between size-wise at Jamal Murray, and he's still able to function and get things done. I mean, he plays such a confident game out there, and he's strong, he's big. But he's not the quickest guy, but I guess it can prove to you that, quickness can be overrated. You can slow down and get things done. Now Jokic, I know at one point during the telecast, Jeff Van Gundy was saying, I wish we could have a time machine and see how Jokic would do against great centers from the past. I mean, it would be intriguing to me to see how great centers like Bill Russell or Hakeem Olajuwon or Nate Thurman would try to defend this guy. I mean, it's like whatever you try to take away, he just goes to the next thing. He's like water, it finds its path eventually. And really, really just fascinating to watch. I enjoyed, as an old school guy, I enjoyed the fact they were 5 of 18 from 3-point range because they just put a licking on the Miami Heat and they only made 5 3-pointers. And so this notion that whoever wins the 3-point game wins the game and ultimately wins the series, I'm glad to see, a serious aberration to that last night.
Yeah, and that's the aspect, I think, too, of why they've been so impressive, not only the depth and, of course, Jokic and Murray, but the way that they could come at you and play in different ways. Game four at Miami, what do the Heat need to do to try and even the series back up and get one here at home?
Well, I think their best bet is to try to get Jokic, Murray, or both off the floor more. I mean, those guys played 44 and 45 minutes, And, you know, assuming that they stay healthy, which we all want to see, we don't want to see anything untoward go on, no matter how physical Miami thinks it needs to get. Foul trouble, find a way to, you know, get somebody off the court. Jokic finished with five fouls. Now, it came late, didn't affect his playing time. But if you know, he has to sit out more than he did, you know, that's opportunity for Miami to make a difference. In the meantime, I mean, look, we've written and talked about their undrafted role players and these guys who are overachievers. It's going to take one or two of them to overachieve again and you know, really step up and get hot. And whether it's Robinson or Strus or Vincent or Martin, you know, somebody's going to have an 18-point, 20-point game and you know, really make a difference in a spurt the way Robinson did to start the fourth quarter of game two.
What about Jimmy Butler? Out of the gates, it looked like he was more aggressive. He took 16 shots in the first half and 28-point for Jimmy Butler, for as much as it is about so many of these complimentary players for the Heat that have each had their own moments, their own games. How much is it on Jimmy Butler to be that player, to be the Jimmy Butler in the postseason that we've seen throughout the course of this run that has gotten them to this point?
Well, it's a lot. I mean, let's face it. Even if Miami were to even the series and win this championship, it would sort of be the most ordinary star player that we've seen on an NBA champion for quite a while. I mean, you have to go back a ways to find a team, you know, that won the championship without a player who is a clear-cut Hall of Famer or something along those lines. I mean, Jimmy Butler is an all-star, but he is not, you know, a top 25, top 50 player in NBA history like most NBA champions seem to have. He only got to the foul line six times. He had four assists. He's got to do more than that. He has to find his guys, or he has to put that defensive pressure, that pressure on the Denver defense, where they're sending him to the foul line, getting cheap points that way. You know, for Butler to just put up shots, he took 4 3-pointers, which is not his game. That's not a lot, but still, it indicates, you know, things he wasn't doing. And I just think that as well as he as aggressively as he started offensively, you know, it didn't persist. He got points that, you know, were sort of, they were going to happen, but he didn't create anything really. And defensively, I didn't really feel his presence that much. I mean, he was supposed to be the answer against Jamal Murray. Well, Murray answered the answer, and that's sort of thrown that adjustment, you know, up in the air now.
Yeah, it's been extraordinary to watch him and what this team has done throughout the course of this postseason. But will be interesting to see what happens in game four, how they come back, as we're going to take a quick break and get to your predictions for game four and also some news around the league about Phoenix Suns, Chris Paul.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? I know I did. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of a stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and more. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code DKHOOPS for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code DK Hoops only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global.
When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to NBA Pulse. Sarah Kustak joined by Steve Ashburner. And as some news broke yesterday, reports that the Suns will waive Chris Paul, have discussions about his future. What do you know about the circumstance? And just break down maybe some of the implications of this, if it does in fact happen, and options both for Paul and for the Suns, and why this would make sense for both sides.
Yeah, you know, when that news hit yesterday afternoon, I mean, it was a reminder of how brutal this league can seem, you know, when you think, okay, Phoenix, you know, people were talking about them being title contenders, Monty Williams, Coach of the Year, you know, everything so brilliant in their favor, Kevin Durant and Devin Booker being an unstoppable duo. And all of a sudden, I mean, Monty Williams is out. Phoenix is two rounds removed from this whole thing. And now Chris Paul, you know, going to end up on the waiver wire. That's harsh business. He had a partially guaranteed contract for the coming season, so they had to make a decision on Chris Paul. And apparently, the decision is to waive him. And they have two options at this point. If it's done to sort of renegotiate and get him at a lower salary, you know, then. They can do that, I suppose. They can waive if he clears waivers and then resigns. If they do this to ease up some cap issues and they use the mechanism that allows them to spread out what they owe him over the next 5 years, then they cannot bring him back this offseason. And that would then have him playing for a different team next year. He apparently has already said he's not done. He wants to keep playing. They're not going to determine his short-term future this way. I think most people expect the Lakers to add Chris Paul. You know, he's one of LeBron's banana boat buddies. And, you know, it's long been speculated that, you know, he would end up on a team with LeBron. Dwayne Wade's not around for this now, and Carmelo Anthony's not around for this now. But nonetheless, the Lakers seem like a likely destination. On the other hand, there are a lot of NBA teams that could use an old head with the point guard game that he still has as a player, maybe not a starter, or at least a starter, you know, playing shorter minutes. I mean, I think of the Chicago Bulls, a team I'm around a lot. And, you know, with Lonzo Ball's uncertainty from injury, his knee injury and knee surgeries, you know, Chris Paul would be helpful there. He'd be helpful in Milwaukee as a guy to spell Jrue Holiday. And then you could find a need for Chris Paul, I think, with a majority of the NBA teams. So there'll be options there. We'll see what happens. But, I mean, big name. And when you have waiver wire attached, that's how it struck me. It's just sort of like, wow, there's a ignominious end out there for a lot of us. Yeah. It's not his end, but still, you have to go through that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But teams trying to do what they can to put themselves in position. We know Phoenix, one of those teams. And yeah, the guarantee date on his contract would be June 28th, which is part of the reason for all this, that deadline. So we'll wait and see on that. All right, Ash, we got a game four Friday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern on ABC. What is your prediction for what happens in game four?
Well, I think the Miami Heat will be worked up into a frenzy over this. It's who they are. They don't take to sliding out of a series lightly. And it's hard for me to imagine that they would lose both these games at home. Now, the Miami Heat fans, you know, they need to step up their game as well. You know, they're people that show up late to games. They're notorious for this. And then, of course, when the second half starts, they're out in the concourse, you know, getting for refreshments and enjoying what they had just seen or complaining about what they just had seen. And so, you know, I just think that arena needs to be a little bit more dialed up for the Heat to have the true home court advantage. It's a, you know, I guess they hope that they can either spot fatigue and exploit it in Murray and Jokic. Or, as I said earlier, if they can get one or both of those guys into a little bit of foul trouble. But, you know, Denver's done a great job this series of defending without fouling. And, you know, so whether all of a sudden that would emerge from the next officiating crew, that's hard to count on as well. But I do think Miami will win the game. I just I think this is a long series, probably a 7-game series. But I don't want to discount Jokic and Murray. I mean, I feel bad for Jokic from this sense. 2-time MVP. He's got his team with 2 victories in the finals. He's put up incredible numbers. He shows all facets of the game for a big man in ways we've never seen. And yet, unless he wins 2 more games, there's a whole block of fans out there that are going to somehow discount him, see he couldn't do it. Yeah, he's not quite what we've been told he is. He shouldn't have been in the MVP discussion. It just seems to be a lot of naysaying about Nikola Jokic, in my view.
Well, he has put up extraordinary numbers, and to your point, 2-time MVP. But all that matters is about hoisting that Larry O'Brien trophy. We will see if he and the Nuggets will get one game closer to that. But we know Eric Spoelstra, one of the best in the business in making adjustments coming back after a loss. So it's certainly going to be a fun one. As always, Ash, we appreciate your time, and we will continue to read all your stuff on NBA.com.
Thanks, Sarah. Safe travels to you.
NBA Pulse with Sarah Kustak is a production of the NBA and iHeartRadio. Please rate, review, and subscribe on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.